Welcome to the Community Fellowship Podcast, your way to stay connected with biblically themed messages, discussions, and interviews from Community Fellowship in East Barnard, Texas. Learn more about our church at the cfeb.church website, check us out on social media at CF East Barnard, or attend an in-person service at 635 Main Street in East Barnard. We are a local church that works to make the love of Christ for all humanity known to our community and the world. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy this week's content.
Oh, I'm going to invite Amy Siptic to come up to introduce our guests.
Yeah.
Good morning, y'all. Well, I have the very special blessing of introducing the Cardenas family to y'all today. And I just wanted to share just for a second about how I came to meet them and why they're sitting here. So they arrived from Florida and Texas in 2020, around July in 2020. And we're only here for a couple of months. I was working at the Methodist Church as a secretary. And one day, a couple months after they got here, I received a phone call from a lady. And she said, okay, this is going to be a really weird phone call. But I live in the Woodlands, and I'm a realtor. And one of my really great friends has moved to East Barnard. And I'm just calling around to see if anyone can help her with a wheelchair ramp for her son. And Jim and I had bought our new house, and it had a wheelchair ramp. And we had just been discussing about 2 weeks before that, taking it out and what we would do with it. So God already had plans for that wheelchair ramp. And it was just amazing I said, we have one. Oh my gosh, we have one. We were just talking about, and here she is in the Woodlands and just calling around. She said, you're the first person that I called. And the rest is history. That's how I met the Cardenas family. The Methodist Church then got involved as well on helping. We took the ramp, from our home and then had it added onto their home. And they got involved in helping with that project as well. And then once our relationship has progressed and some other needs have risen, our church has also been involved in some support as well. So God is so faithful. He is so good. And when Ronald said that, he was going to be having surgery and we needed to fill our time with others, immediately the Cardenas family came to my heart. And I said, please, can we please ask them if they could come share their story? You're going to be so blessed today to hear about what God has done in their lives, and it's an honor and a privilege to introduce them to you. Come on up. This is Veronica Cardenas and Joel Cardenas, her son.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joel Cardenas, and it's an honor to be here. First off, I'd just like to thank God for another wonderful day he's given me. Just 6 days ago, July 4th, I celebrated my 25th birthday, and it's with my family, and it was an honor to thank God, because 26 years ago, when my biological parents had found out they were pregnant, they couldn't, for other circumstances, were able to take care of me. So what they wanted to do was have an abortion. But thankfully, God was already working his plan. And I like to say that's the first time God saved me. Because my biological mother, she went to the doctor to have the abortion done. Unfortunately, she was a week late. So she had to go through the pregnancy, and well, you know, the first time God saved me. At the same time, my adopted parents, Daniel and Veronica, they had already gone through a couple of miscarriages and were having a hard time having a baby. So, you know, God's plan was working already. And then they adopted me when I was born. Now, I'd like to talk about the second time God saved me. 18 years later, right after I finished high school, I was getting ready to leave for boot camp for the Marine Corps. But unfortunately, in November of 2015, I became really ill, and just overnight, I was my lungs and kidneys were shutting down. My legs were starting to swell where I was building fluid, but I didn't know what at the time, because through the first 18 years of my life, the only time I ever been in the hospital was the day I was born. Thank God he was protecting me all those years and keeping me healthy-wise. But, you know, just one day my lungs and kidneys started to shut down. I was feeling tired, weak. And one day my dad just asked me, do you want to go to the hospital? I said, yeah, let's go to the hospital. So I walked into the hospital that day in Lakeland, Florida. I walked in conscious, but when they took my vitals, my oxygen was at 16%, and my hemoglobin was down to a 4, my blood count. And they told them I was a walking corpse because they have never seen that before. That same night, they had to induce me into a coma because my organs were just failing me. And they told my parents that I may not see daylight to prepare for a funeral. But I fought on with God's strength. And for the next 6 months, I was in the hospital and rehab, trying to get better to return home. And I have to say, that's the second time God saved me that I know of. Because that day, they didn't promise me the next day. But with God's strength, I was able to survive and prosper from that. And it brought me closer to God as well. Like in the song that we sang earlier, I Surrender. I surrendered all my earthly, what's the word I'm looking for? Earthly tasks and things that needed to be done to him. And that's what I've done since then. That I don't stress about doctor's appointments, surgeries that need to be done, procedures. I don't stress about it no more because I know it's all in God's hands. Now, the second time, the third time that I know God saved me was this last November. Again, I was starting to feel sick, and my lungs were shutting down. I was needing more and more oxygen. And in December, I was having a hard time breathing in the hospital. So I told the doctors to intubate me because I was going into lung failure. And sure enough, my lungs started to shut down. And December and January, I was in the intense ICU on a ventilator with a trach in my mouth, in my throat. Then the doctors came and they told me I'm going to need a transplant, but yet I was still too sick to go through it. So December and January, I started to slowly recover enough for a transplant. And then February 2nd of 2022, I received a double lung and a kidney transplant. Wow. Yes, ma'am. So God does have a plan for all of us, and he's helped me get through all of this to share my testimony with you guys. And that's about it. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to grab this. I'm just going to grab this to put my journal. I'm a journalist, as in writing journals. My name is Veronica. Like he told you, my son is adopted. He did have a lot of health issues, and it still brings me tears. But you can see how God has been working. It's been hard, a transition, but it's also been easy. Moving from Florida to Texas, it was actually placed in my husband's heart at first for us to move that transition. I told him, I don't think so. My husband's like, I really think we need to move to Texas. And it was very heavy in his heart. And I was being stubborn. And I said, no, we're not moving. We have our home here. We have our church. We have our family. Our kids are in the great schools, great community. We're not moving. And sure enough, after some time, certain sermons, certain songs, certain Bible verses, God was speaking to me through all those, even through my children. And finally, I told my husband, you know what? I'm going to pray about it. Let me pray about us moving. I really don't want to, because this is where his medical team's at. I already have personal cell phones with doctors. I have that communication that if I have an emergency, they're not going to be asking me all these zillion questions that they already know the Cardenas, and they know the situation. I did not have to explain anything to them. They were family. Tampa General is family. So there was so much stuff that I was like, no, we're not leaving. Finally, God placed it in our hearts and we were able to move. And I said, I'm with you, honey. I support you. I'll follow you. And we moved here. We actually sent our son first. And we moved here. And we actually thought we were going to buy in Temple, Texas. So that's where I'm going with East Bernard. From all places, that's one of the questions. That's one of the questions. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm just going to go read over some of my journaling. God, you don't lie and always keep your promises. I come to you with confidence and trust for your protection. My hope is here with you, Lord. Hope is here now. Psalms 42, 1 to 3 reads, as a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you. Oh God, I thirst for God, the living God, when I can go and stand before him. Day and night, I have tears for food, while the enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? Lord, you're in the times I'm discouraged, times I don't understand how things are turning out to be as bad and painful. You complete me, Lord. I run to what I trust, and that is my to you, my Lord. Everything I need is in your presence. I come to you for comfort and strength, but you don't desire for me to stay and remain with my comfort and strength. I need to go and share the comfort to others who are seeking him like I did once. We have been called to serve. Let your light shine. Go, go, go. On this day, my devotional was Simon Peter and Jesus. John 21, 15 to 19 reads, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord. You know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are older, you will stretch out your arms and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. Have you ever felt God leading, t-
directing you to do something that's terrifying. Thank you. That is terrifying outside of your comfort zone. Well, I have, at the moment, at this moment, is the Lord removing me from my comfort zone to transplant me somewhere else? As I read the above scripture, it just shocked me and hurt me, just like Simon Peter felt. You see, my comfort zone is my church family, Mount Tabor. Then I questioned, and deep conversation came in between God and I. I heard him say, "Do you love me more than Mount Tabor?" Ouch. Peter followed Jesus when things got hard, but Peter also took his eyes off the cross and went back to fishing. Peter's destiny wasn't to be a fisherman, but to be a shepherd of God's people. Wow. So my destiny is not Mount Tabor, but a different journey that I can't even imagine what it shall be. So like Peter and myself, what these could be pulling you away from his calling. We all have our these that we prefer to choose over Jesus. So let's feed my lambs, Jesus said. Take care of my sheep, Jesus said. Feed my sheep, Jesus said. Don't let fear and failure take over, because they are all lies from Satan. Lord, I love you more and more than these, than Mount Tabor. Whenever we had moved, it was during the COVID time that hit us the hardest. And I know that's whenever our church was telling us, you shouldn't move. They were giving us all the concerns, and I knew where they were coming from. But I remember telling them, because they said, we're praying for you guys not to leave. You know this is a selfish prayer. And I said, I know. I said, but I already know your answer. And God's answering to you, no. And they're like, no, he's still going to answer. He's going to answer my prayer for you guys to stay. And I said, I already know God said no to you all. I already know your answer. Because God has already prepared us to be transferred. Months later, they realized that they were in prayer with us now instead of against us. And it's not like a bad against us, but because they wanted to keep us as much as our family wanted to stay. But again, it's a comfort zone. We have to be willing and obedient to give up everything, whatever that comfort zone might be, and just follow where Jesus wants you to be. Amen. Lord. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm starting in the wrong one. So this is Psalm 139, 23 to 24, and it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Trust me, and I know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the paths of everlasting life." As I read these, I pray to the Lord for myself and my husband and children, my continued prayers for them to grow in Christ and for them to recognize where they need to serve, honor, and obey Jesus Christ in their daily walk. Today, I also pray for their future spouses, for my four children. May their trust be anchored in Christ as I ask you, Lord, from the bottom of my concerned heart. Lord, what I fear the most reveals that is where I least trust you. My trust in you is bigger than any fear of mine. I've grown to face the fear that comes to see it and release it to you, my Father. I don't always immediately understand it, but you know my anxious thoughts. Lord, you don't want me to worry about the future, especially of us moving to Texas. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Matthew 6:34. Today's trouble is enough for today. Lord, you've walked beside us so many times that we were good, that there were good and bad. We walked through valleys that lead us to green pastures. We never stayed in the valleys. We walked. When you're in the valleys, you don't stay there. Even though that walk sometimes felt eternal or permanent, but you've placed us in your green pastures to feed us spiritually, to be still and listen to your voice. There are times that you want us to keep moving, but to be comfortable with those green pastures. I really love my green pastures. Then I put in parentheses Mount Tabor. Right now, but you, Lord, have a different plan. God, after my mom's head injury, my husband's health, my health, to Joel's health, you've shown yourself in different ways. After Joel's hospitalization, I knew my faith and trust in you was stronger. We all hurt, but you were there with each and one of my children, my husband and I, and the medical staff. I feared losing my son, but at the same time, I glorified God and praised him. For I know that my son's future in Christ, if he was to die. That's the moment I knew that fear couldn't control my family. My trust is in you, Lord. Doctor after doctor couldn't provide answers for his illness, but prepared us for the worst. I had no control to protect my child, but God did. By the grace of God, Joel has gradually improved and still has a plan for my son's life. I had a choice for fear, to consume me or surrender it to the Lord. I'm still not perfect because fear still sneaks in my daily walk. From my walk in Christ, holding to fear gives me headaches, anxiety, but surrendering to God gives me peace. Because I trust in him. Yes, I am a Christian, and I'm not supposed to worry, but I also am a sinner who fails him. So what about you? What do you fear? What is God showing you? Where do you need to grow in with God? Fear. It's forget everything and run. Or face everything and rise. God bless.
If you have questions about this week's message or would like to start a conversation with someone about what it means to walk with Christ, please email pastor@cfeb.church. You can find earlier episodes of our podcast on our website at cfeb.church, where you can also give online to help support Community Fellowship in our mission to reflect and share Christ's love. We can also be found on many major distribution platforms like Apple Podcasts, where you can subscribe to stay connected. Thank you again for listening. Now go out and love one another like Jesus did.